Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Samach Zayin, Psachim 67a, pagination, page 133. However, we will be starting from the beginning of this Gemara, so we're starting on Samach Vav Amud Beis 66b, page 132. At the wide lines, the final wide lines, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara over here wants to know, middle of the line, didachu tuma minalon. How do we know that the Korban Pesach could push away tuma? That means that if the majority of the congregation is tamei, ritually impure, they would still bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. How do you know that? So let's skip to the next line in the middle of the line. Pesach gufei min alei. How indeed do you know this rule by the Korban Pesach? Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, the Omar Kra, the Torah says, Pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha Bamidbar Tes, Pasuk Yud, Ish, ish, ki yihye tamei lo nefesh. Any person who would be tamei to a corpse. And we infer, ish nidcha lepesach sheni ve'in tzibor nidochen lepesach sheni. Any individual, gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni, which is the topic over there. The topic over there is Pesach Sheni, and we're saying that the individual gets pushed off to the second Pesach, ve'in tzibur nidachin lePesach Sheni, but we would not push off the group, the public, to Pesach Sheni, ela avdi betuma, but instead they would bring the Korban Pesach betuma, even though they're ritually impure. So let's catch what we're saying over here, that if the majority of the congregation is ritually impure, even though generally ritually impure, off limits, you can't bring karbanos, we have a concept of tuma hutra betzibur or tuma dechuya betzibur. There's a concept that tuma can be pushed away if the majority of the congregation is in that status, and they would bring the Korban Pesach anyway. The question, of course, is which type of tumah would this apply? And we're going to find out that it only applies by tamei meis, by the impurity coming from a dead person's body. But if there would be a different type of tumah, then it would be different. And that is elaborated on a little bit better on today's daf. Let's move on to today's daf, Psachim Samach Zayin, 67. Counting from the top, about 15 lines. Ela Omar Abaye. Ela Omar Abaye. Rather, Abaye explained here, La'ola Mikra Kama, that first drasha which we did just now, before we skipped, that's the one that's going to stand. I understand the first part of the pasuk, which is each person when he'll be tamei. So any person that's tamei, the individual gets pushed off to the second Pesach. Lenefesh lamali. But what do I need the word lenefesh? What does that teach me? V'chi tema. And if you want to tell me, Hai lenefesh lahachiyuda asa, the function of the word lenefesh, that it's only when a person is impure to a corpse. Hatamei meis hudenidcha lepesach sheni aval sh'ar tameim lo, but other types of tuma, ritual impurity, does not get pushed off to the next Pesach. That's what you would think the word lenefesh teaches you. V'atanya, it's not true. Yachal lo yuhu osim pesach sheni ala tamei meisim v'shaya b'derech rechoka. I would think that only a Tamei Meis, and a person who was far away, does Pesach Sheni Zavin, Mitzorayin, Abo'alini, does Minayin, people that are Tamei because of emissions, for example. they're also able to bring the second Karban Pesach. Talmud Lomar Ish Ish. The double word Ish tells you any person, even to include other types of Tumah. L'nefesh tekasav rachman alamali. So why did the Torah identify a corpse as the case of Pesach Sheni? Now, to be fair, and the Torah Tamima points this out, one can theoretically say that the word l'nefesh over here was Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. That was the story. The story was, let's really go back and review what's going on over here, that the people who were in charge, the Chevra Kadisha, they were in charge of the dead bodies. They came to Moshe by that Karban Pesach in the Midbar, and they said to him, we're not able to bring the Karban Pesach. Is there recourse? Will there be an opportunity for us to bring a Karban Pesach? And Moshe consulted with Hashem and gave the mitzvah called Pesach Sheni, which is that those who are not able to bring the Karban Pesach by the first Pesach on the 14th of Nisan can bring it in the following month in what's called Pesach Sheni. So, to be fair, their case was that they were Tamei Nefesh, ritually impure due to a corpse. But you see here from the Gemara that the Gemara does not accept that as the reason for the word Lenefesh. It wasn't simply because the story developed that way. This word Lenefesh, the Gemara wants to do something with because it's part of the command. And the command was limited in some way. There's something unique about whether a person is Tameh because of a corpse or not. Elohachi Kamar. This is the way we understand the pasuk. When it says ish ish, any person who's getting pushed off to the second Pesach because he's not eligible right now to do the Karban Pesach, so ish nitcha lePesach Sheni, the individual gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, ve'in tzibo nitcha lePesach Sheni, but the group does not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, ela avdi betoma, the group. If most people are Tamei, they would simply do it b'tumah. V'chi avdi tzibur b'tumah, but you should be aware, when does the tzibur do it b'tumah b'tamei meis? That's limited to the case of a corpse, and that's what the word l'nefesh comes to tell you. In other words, the pasuk itself, ishish ki yet Tamei, is telling you what's supposed to happen. A person gets pushed off to the second Pesach. But we infer from that only the individual gets pushed off to the second Pesach. But if the public was Tameh, then we would do it right now. Aval sha'ar tumas lo avdi, but the word l'nefesh tells you on that diyuk, on that inference only applies if the source of tumah for the public was a corpse. But if they are not Tameh nefesh, it's not from a dead body, the majority, let's say, was Tameh because they had an emission, then you could actually have a situation that they will not bring the first Karban Pesach because that type of Tumah does not override. It's only a Tumas Mace that overrides and you could bring it B'Tumah. They would actually not bring the first Karban Pesach, and the rule is that if the first Karban Pesach is not brought for any reason, then the second Karban Pesach is not brought either. Second Karban Pesach only works if the first Karban Pesach was brought. It's like a piggyback. And that's indeed how the Rambam paskins in the seventh perek of Hilchos Karban Pesach. He writes that if the majority of the congregation are Zavim Mitzorayim Uboale Nidos, other types of Tumah, not Nefesh type Toma, not corpse type Toma. So then, even if there are some people who are Temeye Meis, corpse type Toma, those Temeye Meis can't bring the first Karban Pesach because they're minority and a minority does not override the Toma. And the Zavim Mitzorayim Uboale Nidos can't override on their own either. She'in nidchis b'tzibur ala tumas hameis belvad. It's only tumas meis. that pushes away the laws of Tumah, but other types of Tumah will not push it away, and they would end up that year in such a scenario not bringing either Karban Pesach. So again, Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tamei, any type of person whose Tamei gets pushed off to the second Karban Pesach, that tells us Tamei Nefesh can get pushed off to the Karban Pesach and are eligible for Pesach Sheni. And the fact that it's Ish Ish anyone tells us that other types of Tuma as well get pushed off to Pesach Sheni and are eligible to bring that second Karban Pesach. We also infer from this that only an individual gets pushed off to the second Karban Pesach, but if the Tzibur was Tamei, they would bring the first Karban Pesach, even though they have Tuma. But Lenefesh, that fact that the Tzibur would override Tuma only applies by the Tuma of Nefesh, of a corpse. Then they can bring the first Karban Pesach, even though they're Betuma. But if it's a different type of Tuma, they can't override and bring the Karban Pesach, the first one. And as a result, if they don't end up bringing the first one, they won't be eligible to bring the second one either. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining me.